We do have in line with us now, Brother Rashad Khan, the brother of the deceased, beloved Dr. Ibrahim Khan. Brother Rashad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and shukran to Voice of the Cape for giving us this opportunity.
It's a pleasure, although a sad occasion for us, but an honor to have you on with us. I know that these times are very difficult for families, so I want to say shukran to you for making yourself available to share a little bit about your love and your experiences with your beloved brother, Dr. Ibrahim Khan, whom we ask Allah to grant Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Ameen.
Ameen, inshallah.
Just in terms of just a message, I think, firstly, from the side of the family to all those who love the doctor so much.
Yeah, just from the family, I just want to say a huge shukran from all of us for all the du'as. It was amazing and beautiful and really... you know, the various WhatsApp messages we got just depicted what type of person he was. So I just want to read, if I may, just a short tribute to my brother. And before I do that, I just want to thank Muhammad Zain for those beautiful words he's just mentioned there. Is it okay?
That is fine. That is fine.
Okay. Just want to pay tribute to a community father, son, and a frontline worker. The Cape Town community has lost another beloved son, Dr. Ibrahim Khan, who passed on yesterday morning. He was born in District 6 and grew up in Warmer Estate. He graduated from the University of Cape Town against all odds and despite the barriers of apartheid. He was a humble and deeply religious man who loved his family fiercely. He was so proud of his three children, Fariz, Rifka, and Ishraq, and incredibly loving towards his two grandchildren. Ibrahim was a well-respected community doctor who practiced in Salt River for the last 40 years. He was a true doctor for the people who went above and beyond the call of duty, regularly doing those house calls and treating people free of charge when they could not afford medical care. He was the kind of doctor who would call after a visit to see how your child was doing. He took his time with each patient and he would really get to know each person, offering personal as well as medical advice. He had a great sense of humor that lightened the mood. And even if his dose was sometimes quite droog, we all enjoyed it. His younger patients looked forward to seeing their favorite doctor, Uncle Ibrahim, and insisted, and this was so amazing about him, that the older patients called him Ibrahim or Impi instead of doctor. He didn't want people to refer to him as doctor. He treated elderly patients with great care and respect to the extent that many saw him as a son. And he was a stalwart of the community, impacting the lives of many. He was loved and respected by all whose lives he touched. He dedicated his life to the service of others right up until the end, which is a testament of his character. And we make dua that the Almighty grant him Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah.
I mean, inshallah, I mean, that we make the Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus and reward him for his good works.